I'm Phil Neame for WRCO Sports. Games and events will resume today, we would assume. After yesterday, a lot of things were canceled because of the extreme cold weather and blowing winds. Today, there is a golf meet at Lake Wisconsin Country Club involving several teams, including the Richland Center golf team. The Richland Center's softball team will be on the road. JV action and varsity getting underway at 5 at Wisconsin Dells High School. And girls soccer tonight is being played at Sparta. The Hornets are on the road. The River Valley soccer team is going on the road to play at New Glarus High School against Sugar River, 5 o'clock for JV and varsity to follow around 6:45. Tonight's track meet at Royal High School, which was to involve several area schools, including Riverdale, that event has been canceled. It's also baseball action for Riverdale. They're playing on the road at Southwestern tonight. And last night's Riverdale softball game with Southwestern that was postponed has been rescheduled for tonight. Riverdale was to play Seneca. That game has had to be postponed because Seneca is playing a conference game. So it's Riverdale hosting Southwestern. 4:30 this afternoon, we'll present that game on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. BJ Hinkle is the coach of the Riverdale Chieftains.
I think we're both just young teams and kind of trying to find ourselves right now and work through a few little issues. We've been playing well for what we have right now, and I'm hoping to continue to keep improving each game.
Who do you see as the leaders in the conference this year for, you know, some of the top teams?
Well, obviously, I got to go. You know, Cuba City is going to be tough. You know, coming off that state appearance last year, they've got a lot of girls back. They'll be solid. Fenimore's got a pile of girls out. They're going to be strong up and down their JV and varsity lineup. They got a lot of players. Mineral Point's always strong. I would say those would be the three top teams competing. Iowa Grant's always in there strong. They got good pitching over there too. So, yeah, I mean, it's a tough conference as always. I would tip my hat right now towards Cuba City. I think they just got the numbers and stuff, and they've got the experience coming back this year with last year's team that they had.
Riverdale softball coach B.J. Hinkle, his team at home tonight against Southwestern in the SWAL. Ithaca and Kickapoo among the teams will be involved in the North Crawford Multi-School Invitational Track Meet, which is scheduled for tonight to get underway at 4 p.m. And the Ithaca JV baseball team slated to host Dodgeville at the Ithaca High School baseball field. So, let's see. Weather permitting, there are several events in the area tonight, and it would appear that those games will be on. Major Bowling League action last night, week 31 of 32. Vanity Fur Grooming had a 36-54. Cardinal CG, 35-76. New York Life, 35-71. Team High game, Vanity Fur Grooming, 12-77. Geary Construction, a 12-33. And Cardinal CG, a 12-32. Top series, Jake Morris, 151 over average with a 7-90. Ken Nix Sr., 94 over average with a 7-15. And Corey Swanson, 133 over average with a 6-91. Top game, Jake Morris, 278. Malachi Fretz, 266. Ken Nix Sr., a 258. John Winger bowled a 6.43 series, 187 over average. Malachi Fretz with a 5.92, 103 pins over average. And Bob Lewis bowled a 5.92, 100 over average. It was the end of the fourth quarter. The Vanity Fur Grooming team won the fourth quarter and will be in a playoff for the championship next week with three other teams that won a quarter. Members of the Vanity Fur Grooming team are Malachi Fretz, Jason Cornell, Jonathan Cornell, Dusty Calland, and Derek Calland. So congratulations to Vanity Fur Grooming, and it is going to be a good final coming up next week in the Major Bowling League. Bobby Portis will return to the Bucks bench in the Fiserv Forum tonight with four games left in the regular season. Portis has served a 25-game suspension for violating NBA anti-drug rules. He'll be on the court when Milwaukee hosts the Minnesota Timberwolves. When he tested positive for the drug Tramadol, he was averaging almost 14 points and more than 8 rebounds a game. The Bucks have won 15 of 25 while he was out. They've had to be creative says Coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, we had Coots at the five, Pat Compton at the four. I think that's the smartest lineup in the league. We had no choice. You know, you feel like a mad scientist at times, but at times you want to just go back to being normal. That would be nice.
Elsewhere in the NBA last night, Sacramento 127, Detroit 117, and Miami beat Philadelphia 117-105. And college basketball last night. Florida and Walter Clayton Jr. somehow overcame Houston's spirit-crushing defense to will out a 65-63 victory in an NCAA title game thriller not decided until Clayton's own D stopped the Cougars from taking a game-winning shot at the buzzer. Clayton finished with 11 points, but what he'll be remembered for was getting Houston's Emmanuel Sharpe to stop in the middle of his motion as he tried to go for a game-winning three in the final seconds. Clayton ran at him. Sharpe dropped the ball and watched it bounce there while the clock ticked zero. With six starters on the injured list, the Brewers have made a move. They sent outfield prospect Yofury Rodriguez at a competitive balance round A pick to the Boston Red Sox for right-handed pitcher Quinn Priester. The 24-year-old Priester was a first-round draft pick by the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's in AAA now, but is expected to be promoted soon. As recently as 2023, he was rated as one of the top prospects in the majors. The Brewers will be in Colorado to begin a series this evening. They had the day off yesterday. In the National League, on the scoreboard, Pittsburgh was an 8-4 victor against St. Louis, Washington 6, Los Angeles Dodgers 4, the Mets 2-0 over Miami, Cincinnati beat San Francisco 2-0. In the American League, Detroit 6, the Yankees 2, Toronto 6-2 over Boston, Kansas City 4, Minnesota 2, Seattle 4-3 over Houston. Interleague play, the Cubs 7-0 over Texas, Baltimore 5, Arizona 1, San Diego 5-4 over the Athletics. Badgers reserve forward Xavier Amos has entered the transfer portal. The 6'8" athlete contributed quality minutes from the bench in the season just completed for Coach Greg Gard. Amos averaged 3.5 points and 1.8 rebounds a game. He also had a strong defensive presence. Amos would be the program's most significant loss so far. Others entering the portal include Chris Hodges, Daniel Freitag, Cameron Hunter, and Aiden Knopp. And it's looking like there's a chance All-Pro cornerback Jair Alexander might stay with the Green Bay Packers. Trade rumors have been flying about the status of the talented but often injured athlete since the end of the 24 NFL season. It has been a foregone conclusion that he would be traded. He's missed 20 games the last two seasons and carries a $24 million contract into 2025. Teammate Xavier McKinney posted on Instagram about Alexander working out with serious intent. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.